And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
They are still at war with us. The Islamists have struck again. And once again, the government is showing its absolute and total incompetence. Yes, I'm sad to report that despite the fact that $1 trillion has been spent on the Department of Homeland Security, despite the fact that drones fly over everyone's highways and byways, despite the fact that the FBI is watching you if you buy two rounds of ammunition, where was the FBI, the CIA, the DEI, the DEA, the LSMFT, the CIA, where are they? Useless, giving themselves awards now in Boston, patting each other on the back about what a great job they did. Let me tell you something right now. They're covering up who did it. We have reports from Boston right now that the scene is straight out of Beirut. John DePietro from Savage Nation affiliate WPRV in Providence describes the scene today as straight out of Beirut. The hospital where the Saudi suspect is being held is on super lockdown. Did you hear what I just said to you? There's a Saudi Arabian suspect. He is being held in a hospital. He was tackled by a local man. They won't describe anything more than that. This man had seen him before. He didn't like the way he looked. They saw him running away from the scene. He tackled him, and they arrested him. The person in custody, of course, has not been charged and is not under arrest, or you would have heard about that. The reason he is not being charged and is not under arrest is because this pacifist liberal government of ours is afraid to show the world that the Islamists are still at war with us. Mark my words, before this is over, they'll blame the white supremacist movement for this event, as they did 2 weeks ago, and then quickly ran away from the story after you took it hook, line, and sinker. Remember 2 weeks ago they said white supremacists killed the DA? Every day, white supremacists, white supremacists, white supremacists, Aryan Nation, white supremacists. 2 weeks later, they dropped the whole story. The little sheeple in the media are covering this up. Following the twin blast of the Boston Marathon that has claimed two lives and dozens injured, says CBS News, a Saudi national is being held in custody in relation to the incident who was near the scene of the blast, CBS News correspondent John Miller reported. Law enforcement sources told Miller a witness saw a person acting suspiciously when the explosions happened along the marathon route. They see him running away from the device, said Miller. Now, a reasonable person would be running away, but this person had noticed him before. This is a civilian. Chases him down, tackles him, turns him over to the Boston police. The individual is being looked at. He is suffering from a burn injury. This means that he was pretty close to wherever this blast went off, but not so close as to suffer the serious injuries that other people did. Again, this individual is not charged and not under arrest. Do you believe the government will release him saying he was only an innocent spectator? 855-400-7282. Did you notice Obama's speech today? It was the most pathetic speech I've ever heard in my life from a president. It was sickening, limp-wristed. There was no leadership. He wouldn't even call it terrorism. The police in Boston are burning up over this. I'm surprised that Janet Napolitano herself hasn't come out from the bowling lane to call this a sports place incident of violence. What a government we have! Well, I'll tell you, there's good news in the midst of this tragedy. Yes, you heard me. I always look for good news in the midst of bad news. You want to hear it? The Boston bombs have derailed Obama's gun-grabbing and immigrant flooding agenda. They've been put on hold as America hunkers down. Write that down. I don't care what you think of me because I'm telling you what's going to happen. That stooge Rubio is finished. Rubio the stooge who's been pushing amnesty around the clock. Finished politically. The gun grabbing is over. Nobody's giving their gun up to these incompetent flatfoots in our government. Not when we have terrorists running around in this country. You heard me. The Boston bombs will derail Obama's gun grabbing and immigrant flooding. That's my opinion. Incidentally, five devices were found, only two of which exploded. You ready for the next phrase on the Savage Nation? Again from Don DePietro, from our Savage Nation affiliate, WPRV in Providence. Currently, authorities have a bolo, be on the lookout, a bolo, be on the lookout, for a dark-skinned male who tried to gain access to a restricted area being described as the area around the VIP grandstand area. Obama said nothing about who did it. Obama made it sound as though it was workplace violence like the Fort Hood massacre. John DePetro says the local Boston police are outraged that President Obama did not use the term terrorism during his remarks. We're told Newbury Street looks like Tel Aviv right now to those who have been there. John will be us at 30 minutes of this hour to tell us more about the 12 dead and 130 injured. Some are reporting 2 dead, 3 dead, 6 dead. Some are saying 2 dead, 12 dead, 3 dead. We don't know. It's like after 9/11. Remember the rumors that were flying around? Take this one home and smoke it. Authorities question Saudi national in Boston attack tackled by a local Boston resident. Before this is over, the Bostonian who had the guts to tackle the Saudi will probably be arrested for a hate crime. 2 deadly explosions, as you know, ripped through the crowd at the Boston Marathon, killing many. We don't know how many. Injuring more than 100. We don't know how many. And here's an ironic horror of it all. Obama was using the victims, the surviving victims of the school shooting in Connecticut, once again using them as a stage prop for his gun grabbing. He had them in the reviewing stand. We don't know how many of them, if any of them, were injured or killed. Isn't it horrible? Mr. Obama said, make no mistake, we will get to the bottom of this and we will find out who did this and we'll find out why they did this, said the great leader. He wouldn't describe it as a terrorist act. Obama, the weakest leader in American history, makes Neville Chamberlain look like a hero, said we don't yet have all the answers. But after this statement, a White House spokesmouth covered for him and said, any event with multiple explosive devices, as this appears to be, is clearly an act of terror and will be approached as an act of terror. So they covered up for our great leader. Where is Janet Napolitano with her trillion-dollar budget and her billion-dollar building? Where is she? What good are they? Tell me, what good are they? Do you feel safer today knowing that we have a liberal pacifist in the White House? Do you feel safer today knowing that the TSA strip searches nuns in wheelchairs and cripples who have polio, but let Saudis whisk through security for fear of being called racist? Your TSA, what a joke it is. Who is the Saudi student? What school does he go to? Does he go to school? We're going to try to get you the answers this hour from our guest who's on the scene. Something is wrong with this picture. Obama stopped short of terming this terrorism. I'm shocked he didn't call it sports place violence. I can guarantee you before this is over, the Saudi will be released, and they will say that it was simply a man like the others who was watching the event. It will be covered up from the top to the bottom. Why? They will blame the Tea Party and Tax Day. That's what they're going to do. If you care to join the conversation on this show, The Savage Nation, the phone number is 855-400-7282. But I want to make my main point. This should and probably will derail Obama's gun-grabbing and immigrant-flooding agenda. Both items will be put on hold as America hunkers down. What sane man would give up his gun knowing that the FBI, the CIA, and every other agency did nothing to prevent this event in Boston? They're worthless flatfoots, pensioners. You hear them giving each other pats on the back there in Boston? Well, we now like to introduce someone from the FBI. Well, thank you very much. I want to tell you, we got the coffee out here, and we got the cake. We want to thank all of the people for helping us today. Talk, yak, 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 yak. Worthless! Worthless! Get your eyes and your drones off the American people, you schmucks, and turn them on the people who want to hurt us. Let me tell you something. I'm not the only one who feels this right now. Anyone with a brain knows that they all failed us. Where was Homeland Security? Where was the TSA? Where was the FBI? Where was the CIA? Nowhere! Counting their pensions. Seeing if they can find a soldier or a Christian or a Republican or some other right-winger who did it. What a shame on all of you with your badges and your guns. I'll be right back before I say something I don't regret.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know...
Is about traffic westbound 580 at the Grand Line. Have a crash off to the side there. Northbound 101, 237, Sunnyvale. An accident, maybe blocking injuries involved. Some minor slowdowns behind it. Northbound 880, it's still slow out of Fremont from about Dakota Road as you head up towards A Street and Hayward. Northbound 101, slow before Woodside Road past Highway 92. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offering Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT. And make us your last stop.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580. 800-460-3580.
Hi, Ray Byers Jr.
Ray Byers Sr.
As a family-owned business, Byers Leaf Guard Gutters have been serving Northern California for three generations.
And we love the Bay Area.
With our patented design, water rolls into the gutters, leaves, sticks, and debris just roll right off.
And it's always guaranteed 100%. No leaks, no clogs, ever.
And that's what we call the Byers Guarantee.
If it ever did clog, my son Ray here will come out and clean it for free.
I thought that was your job.
No, I'm too old and handsome.
Ha! That's Byers!
Serving the greater Bay Area. Find us now at ByersLeafGuard.com.
Mark Levin.
Raise taxes? Is he insane?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
For years now, you've been hearing testimonial reviews about Ovation Cell Therapy and how Ovation can
help grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer.
Repair dry, brittle, damaged hair from overprocessing and heat styling.
Dramatically reduce hair loss and breakage due to stress or harsh medicines.
Restore your hair's healthy shine and appearance.
These testimonials are from real people with the same hair growth issues you have, and they love to share their stories.
I normally don't write reviews on products. Who has the time? But Ovation Cell Therapy is an exception. I've had a lot of bleaching and dyeing treatments over the years, so it's been important to use quality products. With Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage caused by these treatments has completely stopped. My hair is stronger, shinier, and has more volume. I honestly wouldn't be without Ovation. It's that amazing.
For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
We are talking to executives about change. You, sir.
Hmm? Oh, we're always playing from behind.
What if you could see change coming?
Yeah, right. What?
Sage ERP provides total visibility across your business and real-time insights that can put you ahead of change.
Ahead?
Way ahead.
Ahead.
Visit sagetoday.com/ERP to watch the Sage ERP X3 overview video.
Ahead, ahead, ahead.
That's sagetoday.com/ERP.
Events in Boston.
Body parts. I mean, people have been blown apart. They're dead.
had an attack.
And we will find out who did this.
On to the JFK library.
We'll find out why they did this.
It was just too surreal.
Events like this happen. Information is power.
Knowing when to use your power.
Updates from ABC as they happen on Hot Talk 560.
Information is power.
KSFO. Hot Talk 560. KSFO.
Once again, we see that we are still at war, and we are just as ill-prepared as we were before 9/11. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Despite all of the surveillance, despite all of the fear-mongering, despite all of the hatred inflicted by government agents upon the ordinary, tax-paying, gun-owning American citizen, they failed us once again. And what did I say to you at the beginning of the hour? I said, as terrible as this is, I'm going to make a prediction. I said that the Boston bombs will derail Obama's gun-grabbing and immigrant-flooding agenda. Both will be put on hold as America hunkers down. I have never been wrong on this show. The few times I have in 18 years, I've admitted it. This news just came out 1 minute ago about what I'm going to read to you. Gang of Eight delays because of Boston. I was right again. A group of gangster senators who think that they are the law unto themselves, who should all be in prison for what they're doing, for stealing the Constitution. The gangsters, called the Group of Eight, just announced that they're laying a high-profile announcement of immigrant amnesty set for tomorrow because of the bombings at the Boston Marathon. The eight-member gangster group was scheduled to appear at an 11 a.m. news conference at the Dirksen Senate building, joined by immigrant advocates, meaning third-world pressure groups, to lay out the details of the amnesty that would represent the most ambitious destruction of the U.S. immigration system in 30 years. A Senate aide said just now, all eight gangster senators believe the focus should be on victims, not other issues. BS! BS! Senator Charles E. Schumer, the biggest of the gangsters, a member of the group, said in a message on his Twitter account, thoughts and prayers are with everyone in Boston. Puke! The Senate Judiciary Committee has scheduled two hearings on the bill for Friday and Monday. It's over. They wouldn't dare flood this country with 40 million illegal aliens right now. How many amongst them will be Saudis or Iraqis or Lebanese or Pakistanis or others who want to set off bombs at shopping centers and sporting events? They don't know. How could they ever know? How can they ever know when they have you in their database, not them? Again, I want to repeat that there were a total of five devices, only two of which went off, in this orchestrated, carefully planned event in Boston. And currently, you don't know this, I said it before, you may have missed it. Authorities in Boston have a bolo. Be on the lookout for a dark-skinned male who tried to gain access to a restricted area being described as the area around the VIP grandstand area. The local Boston cops, we learn, on the Savage Nation, are pissed off that President Obama, who took his sneakers off and put on a suit and tie, did not use the term terrorism during his remarks. No, not once did he use terrorism. That's your government at work. You care to sound off on how you feel today? Do you feel safe and protected by the Department of Homeland Security about the TSA that frisks women and children and cripples and nuns? How do you feel today? 855-400-7282. I'll tell you how I feel. I feel exactly as I did after 9/11. I feel that we have an incompetent government that is today more dangerous than it was on 9/11. Because I'll tell you something else. After 9/11, at least I knew the government was going to look for the perpetrators. They were not busy trying to find if an American could be arrested for something they didn't do. Not anymore. Not under this presidency. Not under this gang of eight. No, sorry, Bob. How do you feel about it? 855-400-7282. Let's go to the first caller, Redding, California. Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, what an honor. I've got a couple of quick points to make here. Today is April 15th, tax day. It's also the 100th anniversary of the introduction to income tax implemented by Woodrow Wilson in 1913. Same city where the Boston Tea Party took place. They're going to link this to someone white with links to the Tea Party. It will be called the Tea Party Bombing.
Well, I thought that was going to be the case right off the bat. But unfortunately for Obama and his minions, they have a Saudi, let us say, under guard in a hospital, even though it's being denied, by the way, by the police chief. He is being guarded in the hospital right now, even though the police chief is denying it. And so is that other prize of a governor in Massachusetts, the Valpatrick, another Obama type in the governorship there, another political fanatic left winger. No, but I would expect they will blame the Tea Party for tax day if they could. I don't know if they're going to get away with it. But I can guarantee you the government will release the Saudi who was tackled by a citizen saying he was only an innocent spectator, injured himself in the blast, and anyone who blamed him and then tried to paint with a broad brush other Saudis as a racist and a bad person.
I'm sure I'll find a way to clear him.
Yes, I'm sure they'll find a way to blame the Tea Party and white supremacists. And perhaps they could throw the word Christian gun owner in there as well. I'm surprised they haven't blamed the Amish yet.
That's coming next.
Thank you. You feel any safer today? How do you out there feel today listening to the news? How do you feel watching NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox News, not telling you that there's a Saudi national who was seen running away, but a person tackled him, a civilian tackled him? Why don't you play that piece by Miller right now? Fire it right now. Play the Miller piece.
There is an individual who is in custody. Now, I want to proceed very carefully from here on out. He's in custody, which means he's not free to go. He's not under arrest. He's not charged. He is a Saudi national who was near the scene of the blast. When the blast happened, he began to run. Now, in context, a lot of people began to run. A civilian who thought that this individual was acting suspiciously chased him down and tackled him and then turned him over to Boston police saying, I saw this guy hanging around over there acting suspiciously, and then he ran. That may mean a lot. It may mean nothing at all.
Let's pause right here. You heard the story, didn't you? You'll hear more of the story when I come back with someone on the scene who will give you a little update that you're not getting anywhere else. Stay here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7287.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
La, 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 why does business manager Mike Davis stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only with La Quinta's instant hold can Mike reserve a room at the last minute with just one finger and his phone number. And the next day during his business review, you know what he does?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stylings of Mike Davis.
Sales forecast for this quarter look good. Up 20% like you knew that they would.
He gets everyone jazzed up. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant hold at LQ.com today.
The FBI has taken the lead on the Boston Marathon bombings. The chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee says a person of interest is being questioned in Boston tonight, but that's not the only person they're talking to. A Republican Congressman Peter King also says this about the terror attack.
Obviously, there's nothing definite yet, but it has all the hallmarks, earmarks of a Al-Qaeda-type attack.
At least three people have died and dozens were wounded. Dr. Vivek Shah was running in the marathon and tried to help those who were injured.
You know, in all of my medical training, I have not seen things that I saw today. So everything was traumatic.
Many of the victims had severe injuries. Limbs were amputated. There is extra security at several airports around the country and on subway systems, but the mayor of Boston is telling people to report to work tomorrow as they normally would. The Bruins game canceled tonight, as well as the Celtics game tomorrow. There is extra security at Dodger Stadium right now, where people are celebrating Jackie Robinson Day. And the IRS will give people in Boston extra time to file their taxes. Tara at the Boston Marathon. Brad Wheatless, ABC News.
Thanks for coming into the bank, Mr. Jones. I prepared an estimate of our fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage.
What? $6,000? That's a lot of money.
Yes. But think about how lucky you are to get a mortgage from a big bank that's been around 150 years.
Don't pay your bank thousands of dollars in fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage. Call Cash Call at 866-590-CASH. Get a 2.5% rate and APR fixed for 15 years with no fees and no closing costs of any kind without raising your loan balance. Don't be a dummy. Save your money. Make the Cash Call now to 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH or go to cashcall.com. Call 866-590-CASH. Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780 and MLS Number 38512.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
From painting to mowing the grass to vacuuming, you'll spend hours maintaining your home. Here's one task to check off your to-do list. Changing smoke alarm batteries. Replace your older alarms with new Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery lasts 10 years, the recommended life of an alarm. No more searching for a battery and no more low battery chirps. Head to the Home Depot and check that box for a decade with Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
We are talking to executives about change. You, sir.
Hmm? Oh, we're always playing from behind.
What if you could see change coming?
Yeah, right. What?
Sage ERP provides total visibility across your business and real-time insights that can put you ahead of change.
Ahead?
Way ahead.
Ahead.
Visit sagetoday.com/ERP to watch the Sage ERP X3 overview video.
Ahead, ahead, ahead.
That's sagetoday.com/ERP.
On the next morning show, who needs a 1,500-page immigration bill? We say build a moat and stock it with alligators. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
That this bombing will derail Obama's gun grabbing and amnesty for immigrant flooding. Minutes after I said it, within 15 minutes, the Gang of Eight delayed their announcement of their amnesty for illegal alien proposal, which was supposed to be conducted tomorrow morning. I was right again. I'm often right. And it's important that I'm often right, or I wouldn't be on the radio. Right now we go to John DePietro from Savage Nation affiliate WPRV in Providence, Rhode Island, who was there. John, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael. Big fan.
Thank you, John. Now, you say you went to Israel 10 years ago, and you've never seen such heavy automatic weaponry on display in America. Is that what you're saying?
Michael, the streets of Boston right now resemble like the West Bank, Newbury Street.
Wow.
It is absolute chaos. And what Boston police have been talking up to all afternoon cannot get over is even at the press conference they just had, the Boston police are saying be on the lookout for a dark foreign national. It's not even mentioned at the press conference. And let's be very clear about something that Governor Deval Patrick and President Obama won't say. An 8-year-old child was murdered on American soil. They're almost acting like it was an unfortunate incident at the race. Americans were murdered and maimed. in a massacre. A Boston police officer I know that has served time over said in just a blink of an eye, it was a carnage of destruction, of limbs, of blood everywhere. And then,
well, they're covering that up pretty good. I mean, they're saying, yes, it was a bombing, but they're not showing the carnage per se. Moreover, they're not describing the Saudi nationals allegedly under lock and key in a hospital. Is that a fact?
With absolutely a fact. With AK-47s outside of the hospital. Never mind.
They got them under such tight security? They got police with AKs outside the hospital?
Outside the hospital. And they are not calling him, but he's not a suspect. He was wounded.
He was just an innocent bystander.
That's what they're saying. Now, the other element that the Boston police that I'm talking to, Michael, can't get over is they are actively looking for there was a dark-skinned foreign national that tried to gain access to a restricted area about 20 minutes before the bombs went off, put a dark hood over his head, wouldn't make eye contact, fits the profile, acting suspiciously, and they won't come out and say that right now, be on the lookout for him.
Well, then, because the tough guys in Boston are liable to find him. I mean, if they actually said it, a few of the tough guys in Boston could probably go and find them. They don't want that to happen, do they?
Well, Boston has become Benghazi, except I don't think this time they can blame some tape on the West Coast. There's too much film. This was orchestrated. This was done at a widely seen. This is a world event, the Boston Marathon. This is school vacation. You had children there. Mm. The number, Michael, of people wounded continues to climb. First,
John, confirm this, would you please? You're listening to the Savage Nation. We're speaking with John DePietro from our great affiliate in Providence, Rhode Island. John, I understand that the president had rewarded some of the survivors of the Sandy Hook massacre, the parents, etc., with tickets to the Boston Marathon, and they were in the reviewing stands. Is that true?
That is true. And then no one will confirm at the hospital whether or not they, in fact, also could be some of the people that lost limbs, that were disfigured. Again, you have combat veterans said it was like being thrown in the middle of Omaha Beach. And yet the President of the United States addressing the nation, one Boston police officer who started to break up said, I cannot believe he won't even use the word terrorism.
No, he's a disgrace. I mean, between me and you, I've never seen such a limp, ineffectual speech from a president at a time of national tragedy like this in my entire life. Never. Oh. If ever I had my doubts about his competency, I don't have them anymore. I believe he is the most incompetent man in the history of the presidency. This is shocking. But look, John, where was the TSA? Where was the FBI? Where was the Department of Homeland Security? How did they fail us again?
Well, and on top of that, they're telling everyone to be calm. It turns out now that there were actually potentially five bombs that could have gone off. And, Michael, the city is littered with bags that have been unclaimed because people were all running. So there could be even more devices there, and yet Governor Deval Patrick has completely toned down the press conference from this afternoon when they basically the chief of police.
Well, of course they don't want panic in the streets. They're afraid that there'll be gangs running around looking for a dark-skinned foreign national, and they're liable to find the actual perpetrators. You can't have that. You can't have that, can you, John?
No, but yet at the same time, police sources have told me they immediately flooded the MIT campus, some of the other college campuses. Is there a student here that knows how to build a bomb? Is there a
Yeah, that's an interesting tie, John. You told that to my producer earlier. Why are they investigating the MIT campuses? That's a novel a twist in all of this. I assume this was a very sophisticated event. Is that correct?
It was. The way the devices, the way the shrapnel was built. But apparently one of them was saying, you know, in talking to them, we don't have a Timothy McVeigh on the campus. I mean, why is that suddenly where the direction tries to go?
Oh, you mean they were looking for a white male with a crew cut?
Well, you have someone, a person of interest, and another person saying we need to find the dark foreign national, and you're quizzing a bunch of college kids asking, has anyone been acting strange in chemistry class?
Yeah, but no, why MIT? Is there a lead there, or they're just groping?
I think they're just groping. And okay. Again, there's a number of different things that come into play. I mean, it's Patriots Day, and it's Tax Day. And, I mean, there's a lot of different theories out there right now. Obviously.
Of course. And, of course, they need to find a suspect from the Tea Party. They need to dig up a Tea Party suspect to tell us who did it.
Yeah.
I'm very cynical, John. I don't trust the word I'm hearing. But all I know is this. There are sick human beings out there who spend their every day thinking how they can maim and hurt others. Can you imagine the word you used before you said the shrapnel? The shrapnel, they made a bomb with glass and screws or whatever they put in it to see how much flesh they could tear off a human body.
And put it
While there are people, John, in this country who spend their every minute, their every waking minute, thinking how to save a single human life, the emergency room doctors, the nurses, the literal saints in this country, and to think there are people in this country who are so twisted that all they think about is destroying and ripping flesh apart. How could this be going on, a tale of two humans? How is this possible?
And, Michael, keep in mind in Massachusetts, whoever did this will then be sharing a cell with Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, because there is no death penalty in Massachusetts.
Oh, God, so it's going to be one of those domestic terrorism trials.
Yes.
Oh, what a charade. Well, you know, the Fort Hood killer killed 13, wounded over 30, has still not been found guilty. Because the government does not want us to connect two and two, John. You know that.
Michael, I know that. And what is so alarming is, as much as they're telling people to be calm, you've never seen so many automatic weapons out. It looks like.
Well, you don't mean the average citizen is taking out their semi-automatics. You mean the police, yes?
They don't have them. No, these are FBI, SWAT, police.
Well, they're always there after the fact, looking tough. I've noticed that before.
Yeah.
After it's all over, there they are in force with their machine guns collecting overtime.
But
here in the San Francisco area, there was a fake bank robbery 2 years ago. A guy had a plastic water gun. The bank was in lockdown for 6 hours. Every agency, federal, state, and local, every agency was there for 12 hours collecting overtime with their sights trained on the bank. The guy had a water gun inside.
Senator Elizabeth Warren was at the press conference. She didn't really comment on the events of the day. But, Michael, make no mistake about it. These were Americans murdered on American soil in a terrorist act.
Correct. I'm hearing you. Do you agree with me? I started the show tonight, John, by saying that this bombing, as horrible as it is, will derail Obama's gun-grabbing and immigrant-flooding agenda. And minutes later, we learned that the Gang of Eight has delayed its press conference tomorrow announcing its amnesty program.
Absolutely. No, you're dead on the money as usual.
Let me ask you, you know, when I saw this happen, I'll tell you, I'm a peace-loving man. I'm a gun owner. I'm an older guy. I don't need any trouble that I don't already have. When I saw this happen, I said, I will never give up a weapon I own. I'll have to take it out of my hands. They're not getting my guns, ever. Nobody's getting my name on a registry, and I'm not giving them a bullet. Feinstein can't even have a bullet out of my house. Who's going to protect me? The FBI? Homeland Security? At the end of the day, who's going to protect us, John?
Not them. It'll have to be the American citizens. They failed.
Failed again. That's right. The biggest failure here are the intelligence agencies. They've shown once again that we are as vulnerable as we were on 9/11.
Well, not only that, and it's also the political correctness of don't profile anyone. You're going to hear
John, I'm shocked. John, you're another talk show host on PRV, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you're actually allowed to say that on PRV?
Michael, there were people that probably saw these men acting suspicious, but they were told there's something wrong with you if you in any way...
Right. Their instincts as men would have been to grab them and beat them up. And they probably could have stopped the bombing.
Yes.
Years ago, they would have gotten a big cop over there. They would have just strip searched them, opened their bags up, and they would have found the bomb before it went off. That's right. But they've been so cuckolded, I almost said, by these 20 years of brainwashing, they checked their own brains.
Yeah. You can't do that anymore. And this was, and keep in mind,
the biggest failure here are the intelligence agencies. The second largest failure is Obama himself. He looked like what he is, incompetent.
Michael, human limbs ripped off body parts littering the street, blood running through the streets, Americans murdered in critical condition, children maimed, watching all of this carnage and destruction, and no one will use the word terrorism.
The explosion sounded like an IED. That was the first reaction that I had, said an individual who served as a doctor in Afghanistan. That's your observation as well, correct?
Absolutely, Michael. And never mind, they were 15 seconds apart. Now, those other devices, as you know, in the Middle East, they usually try to time them, but then another one will go off once the first responders are there. So who knows what happened, why the other ones didn't go off. But this was for maximum results, to take out and damage as many people. The reviewing stand was filled with innocent women and children. Many times it's male runners, so the families, the wives and kids are there to watch. Wait till you see the list of victims. It's all ages. It's white, but it's people from all over. It's mostly Americans. It's horrifying. There should be anger. The people are in shock, Michael, but Boston, it's turning to anger. People are going to want revenge. People are going to want to stand up, and I don't think the president's mood matches that of the people of Boston.
Well put, John. And I want to review again that there's a BOLO, which is a police term, something that I didn't even know existed anymore, or be on the lookout, because the newspapers never report such things. They're on the lookout for a dark-skinned foreign national. Is that correct?
That's exactly right, who had a dark hood, tried to get an unrestricted area, and Governor Deval Patrick would not even mention that at the press conference, maybe for fear of offending someone. As new Senator Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian, is standing to his right, and it's like they didn't want to announce that there's a manhunt for a dark foreign national. Why would you not put out the word to everyone that if you see anything, to contact them?
Yes, right. No, I hear you. It's sickening.
Should be done, if anything.
It's absolutely. It's, again, they should be impeached for what? They should be impeached for showing their lack of leadership. Every last one of them should be impeached for this. I've never seen anything like it. Tell me who in the country is in charge right now, John. Tell me who on a national level is in charge. Tell me who's emerging as a leader.
No one. Not the American people. And if they're going to, if they can do it in Benghazi, now they can do it in Boston. Now they can do it anywhere. This is a free-for-all. Americans are going to have their guns.
How many, John, we keep getting mixed reports. How many poor people died today?
Right now, three reported dead and more than 130 people injured.
The New York Post is still posting 12 dead, would you believe it? And this has been up for 3 hours now.
Well, again,
I don't know. You know, nobody. Look, nobody really knows in a situation like this. I know from Israel, by what I've seen, the reports come in, and then people later on, they die in the hospital, or then they find parts and can put the pieces together, and there's another body there, right?
Yes, absolutely. And on top of that, there are many in critical condition, so it could be closer to 12. But this...
The cops in Boston are outraged that the president did not use the term terrorism during his remarks. The city looks like Lebanon. You've never seen such heavy automatic weaponry on display in America in your life. This is all true, John, correct?
War scene. Omaha Beach, Michael. D-Day came to Boylston Street.
Well, on that horrible note, John DiPietro from WPRV, I want to thank you for this amazing report from the scene. John, can we call you in the next hour or call us if something breaks that we need to speak with you about?
Absolutely, Michael.
I know you have to do a show at 6 in the morning tomorrow.
Doesn't matter. This is more important. So
I know I won't be sleeping tonight, John.
Just keep doing what Michael Savage does best.
John, I'm glad that you were on my show tonight. It's a pleasure. Thank you for being with us. Ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, the phone number here is 855-400-7282. I think you just heard a report that had novel information in it. If you care to comment on any of the facts that you learned thus far on this program, or any of the suspicions that I have, the phone number, again, is open to you. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, What would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Here's a vote. Traffic, Upper Deck Bay Bridge, stalled car, right lane blocked there. Watch out, high wind advisory for all the Bay Area bridges and the Bay Area roads as well. Westbound 580 in Hayward, as you make your way onto 238, looks like we've got an accident off to the right side. It's actually going to be Eden Canyon Road blocking the off-ramp there. Southbound 280, Winchester Boulevard in San Jose, crash, injuries involved, right shoulder. I'm Dave Fowke, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
My wife and I purchased our Danmer custom shutters close to 15 years ago, and they look as wonderful today as they did the day they were installed. Hey, Brian Sussman here. We wanted quality that would last, something that would enhance the value of our home and energy efficiency. You know, drapes, blinds, or those other shutters just weren't going to cut it for us. Call Danmer today for your free design quote, just as we did, 800-378-5599. And listen to this offer. Besides reducing your monthly energy bill, you'll get $500 in a federal tax credit and save 25% during their spring shutter sale. Danmer shutters are high-quality, genuine, American-made shutters that always garner compliments. Call 800-378-5599. Get your $500 federal tax credit and 25% off during their special spring sale on now. Again, 800-378-5599 or Danmer.com.
Danmer Shutters license number 574304.
Attention, a very wealthy international benefactor now reveals money-making secrets used by the rich and powerful. Now you can learn how to make more money than you ever dreamed possible. Ancient secrets that have been used by members of secret societies for centuries are now being revealed. Now this money-making secret is being made available to the public. Receive the CD, Money Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free. Learn how you can make money, achieve your dreams, eliminate debt, and develop super wealth. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and is available only for a limited time. Call and get Money Making Secrets Revealed absolutely free.
Call 888-759-6299. That's 888-759-6299. 888-759-6299. Call now.
Events in Boston.
Body parts. I mean, people have been blown apart. They're dead.
Who's had an attack?
And we will find out who did this.
You're on to the JFK Library.
We'll find out why they did this.
It was just too surreal.
Events like this happen. Information is power.
Knowing when to use your power.
Updates from ABC as they happen on Hot Talk 560.
Information is power.
KSFO.
After a relaxing night at La Quinta, you know what salesman Jack Kirch gets after his big pitch?
Great work, Jack!
His clients singing his praises! La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Get lean, sexy, and fit with top-ranked personal trainer Brian Schamp. Score 81% off his rapid fat loss program at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We are talking to executives about change. You, sir.
Hmm? Oh, we're always playing from behind.
What if you could see change coming?
Yeah, what?
Sage ERP provides total visibility across your business and real-time insights that can put you ahead of change.
Ahead?
Way ahead.
Ahead.
Visit sagetoday.com/ERP to watch the Sage ERP X3 overview video.
Ahead, 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 ahead.
That's sagetoday.com/ERP.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. When the government won't lead the people must lead the government. Do you feel you have leadership today? Welcome to the program, 855-400-7282. Do you feel Obama looked strong today during his speech on the events in Boston when he said it wasn't, he wouldn't even say it's terrorism? How do you feel learning, as you did in the last 30 minutes on my show, The Savage Nation, that the Boston Police Department has a BOLO, a be on the lookout right now, for a dark-skinned foreign national, which you're not hearing about on CNN or Fox News or any of the networks? What kind of country are you living in? How do you feel about the TSA or the FBI, the CIA, or the Department of Homeland Security today? Do you feel that they did their job? New Jersey, Linda on WABC, you're the first up. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I don't know whether they did their job or not, because I don't know what happened and whether they could have detected what was about to happen. So,
what do you mean you don't know what happened? You know that there's a certain number of people dead and a certain number of people wounded, correct?
Yes, but I don't know how that came about. In other words, I don't know what kind of planning.
Well, what do you think it was? Spontaneous combustion from old sporting clothes lying under the bleachers?
No, I don't think so, because I'm less...
Well, excuse me, Shep Smith on Fox News today said it could have been a gas line explosion, and we shouldn't rush to judgment. You're not saying that, are you, Linda?
No, I didn't say that at all. I said I don't know what kind of device was exploded.
Wait, you heard that there was shrapnel, so what would you assume?
I don't know anything about bomb making, okay? I'm a layperson.
Okay, you're a layperson, you don't know anything about bombing. So what is your main point, Linda?
My main point is the fact that Deval Patrick or the police are putting out a BOLO for a dark-skinned foreign national in a cosmopolitan city with tens of thousands of students, many of whom come from nations where the...
Yeah, all right, yes, and what? We shouldn't look for the dark-skinned foreign national who was seen in suspicious manners before and after the event? We should absolutely not look for a dark-skinned foreign national?
The people on the street should not be doing it. They should certainly be phoning in.
Oh, they should turn it over to the authorities, like the ones who prevented this event. They should turn it over to the Department of Homeland Security. Or the FBI, who did such a great job today. I see. Good news, Linda. Thank you.
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The Savage Nation. You know what happened today in Boston? Two explosions, three unexploded. They say there are two dead now and over 130 wounded. Obama didn't call it an act of terrorism. The Boston police are furious that the president wouldn't even call it an act of terrorism. What you learned on the Savage Nation in the first hour, that the authorities, meaning the police department in Boston, is looking for they have a BOLO out. Be on the lookout, be on the lookout, Dick Tracy calling, be on the lookout for a dark-skinned foreign national who tried to gain access to a restricted area as the area around the VIP grandstand area. But your news media will not report that for fear that you're liable to actually catch the person who did it. I don't know about you, but I will tell you I don't feel very good about this country today. I feel that $1 trillion later, building themselves grand edifices like the Department of Homeland Security, a $1 billion building, to look at who? To spy on you. CIA, what did it do for you today? What did the FBI do for you today? What did any of these intelligence agencies do for you today? We're told also that the city looks like a war zone right now. We had a gentleman on from a local affiliate, WPRV in Providence, John DiPietro. He said, Boston looks like Lebanon. He's never seen as many automatic weapons in the street as right now. They're not showing that on the news. They're repeating images of the blast, but they're not showing you the state of what's going on in the streets of Boston right now. The cops are outraged that the president did not use the term terrorism during his remarks. Let's go to President Obama's disgraceful, lackluster speech today. Let's play it now.
Earlier today, I was briefed by my Homeland Security team on the events in Boston.
events.
We're continuing to monitor and respond to the situation as it unfolds.
Monitor.
I've directed the full resources of the federal government to help state and local authorities protect our people.
Thus
increase
far, nothing.
Security around the United States as necessary
nothing.
And investigate what happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The American people will say a prayer for Boston tonight. And Michelle and I send
now.
Our deepest thoughts
and
prayers and
candy and
to
put
the
it
families
on the
of the
street.
Victims in the wake of this
victims.
Senseless loss.
Senseless.
We don't yet have all the answers.
No.
We do know that multiple people have been wounded.
A Saudi was acting suspiciously. He's under lockdown
America.
In a hospital, Mr. President. Let's pause right
FBI
here.
Director.
Maybe I can help the White House. CBS News reported shortly after it happened that a Saudi who was acting suspiciously is in a hospital right now. And by the way, Mr. Obama, maybe Department of Homeland Security hasn't briefed you yet, but the NBC News itself is reporting that a young person, was here on a student visa. Also, Mr. President, I don't know if the FBI told you yet, but there's a bolo out. That means be on the lookout for bolo, a dark-skinned foreign national. I don't know if you got any of that information in the White House yet. What a sad day it is in America to learn how protected we really are, huh? Really protected. Let's go to Boston, where Danny's been hanging on the line to get through to the Savage Nation. Danny, what's the feeling out there in the streets tonight?
Michael, the people are very, very angry. And contrary to what you're going to see in the media, the people are very upset. And there was a third explosion at the John F. Kennedy Library that they tried to say there was a fire, but that there was a third explosion at the JFK Library.
Right. Well, I heard about that, but they dismissed it and said it had nothing to do with this. I don't believe a word of what I'm hearing. All I know is that there are dead people and limbs flew off and bodies are in pieces. And an 8-year-old kid was killed, and many of the victims are women and children who were watching their men run in the race. That I know so far. But what about this bolo, Danny? What's that all about?
Well, it is true that they're watching someone in Mass General Hospital on the armed guard, and that is true about the bolo, and that's what they're looking for. They're not going to come out and say it, but that's a fact.
Well, our guest in the last hour said that they have armed guards with automatic weapons outside the hospital. Have you been by that hospital?
No, but they're still doing, the bomb technicians are still doing a lot of work because everybody just left whatever they had in that area. So they're sweeping, a continuous sweep of that area.
All right. Well, thanks, Danny. I wish you luck and stay away from the area. I don't want you to get picked up in the sweep. Well, let's say you did it. How do you feel about this situation today? You have anything you want to add to the discussion? Do you want to blame somebody for this? 855-400-7282. Look, in the last hour, I wasn't happy to say it, but I had to say it. The Boston bombs will effectively derail Obama's gun-grabbing and immigrant-flooding agenda. Period. Put on hold. End of story. Over. No one's giving up their guns to Charles Schumer. Nobody is welcoming illegal aliens in their arms anymore. Because amongst the 30 or 40 million that Schumer and that moron Rubio want to flood into the country, how many of them might be terrorists, Mr. Dumb Rubio? Rubio looks like a moronic ice cream man who was just picked off the street and turned into a senator. What a putz he looks like. What a stooge. What a useful idiot. It takes more than an O after your name to make it in my book. Penn, I have so many callers right now, I don't care where I go. I'll take them right in order in which they have come in. How's that? KSFO, San Francisco. Lance, go ahead, please. Say your piece.
Yes, I think you're wrong about the gun-grabbing agenda of having suddenly hit a stop sign. I think that this is the triggering event for the National Defense Authorization Act, and it could bring on martial law and
So you fear that the government will actually now say that we have to do what? What do you mean martial law? Why martial law?
Things are just too dangerous on the streets, Michael. We just can't allow people to be able to defend themselves. And I would like to quote Rahm Emanuel, current mayor of Chicago, never let a crisis go to waste. This certainly looks like a crisis.
Well, okay, let's back it up for a minute. When I first saw this event this morning, the first thing I thought was, and I called someone in the media who I respect, one of the top people, and said, he said, who do you think did it? I immediately said Arabic, period, end of story. It's Islamic again. That's what I said. Then I said, could be North Korea. The second thought was North Korea. Kim Jong-un will come out of hiding and say, I could have set off a nuclear device, but because I'm such a benevolent person, we only set off an IED, leave us alone. Of course, we haven't heard that yet. Then, as things emerged, we hear that there's a Saudi national under guard in a hospital. Next, we hear that there's a bolo out, be on the lookout for, a dark-skinned foreign national who was seen acting suspiciously before and after the bombing. So I'm not so certain that they're going to pull off an NDAA right now and start grabbing people off the streets. But I certainly understand your fears. That I do. Las Vegas, KBET. Joey, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
I just want to point out that if that was a white guy, the liberals would have no problem with him being profiled. In fact, this morning when I was listening to the news, at first they were getting ready to blame it on Waco. And these liberals get so up in arms whenever you say it's a brown-skinned person, which happens to be a fact in this case. But if they would have said white guy, they'd have no problem with that. But they're bending over backwards.
Oh, no. CNN was almost trying to blame the Tea Party. They were as close as they could possibly get.
Exactly. Well, that's
Feinstein, to our eternal shame, if you can add any more shame to Feinstein, earlier today said it could be foreign, it could be homegrown. This woman knows no bottom to her machinations. CNN said it could be a domestic terror event, reminding them of Oklahoma City. Then CNN went on and said, well, it could be a political statement from a local domestic group. Anything but the person who's under lock and key in the hospital. So look, here's what I think is going to happen. They're going to release this Saudi in the hospital. They're going to wash their hands of him and say he had nothing to do with it. He was only an innocent spectator injured like the other people in the crowd, and that it was a false lead and he had nothing to do with it. And anyone who said that it was a Saudi or an Islamic person is a racist. That's coming later or tomorrow. That will be Rahm Emanuel's spin on this. Thank you for the call. Ron on WABC in New Jersey. Go ahead, please. You're next up on the Savage Nation.
I am Dr. Savage. I hear with all the sites, the talk shows, I have three solid terrorism information sites that I would like to email to you. I'll mention them on the air.
Well, no. Please don't give out any sites because they could be crazy sites and I don't want to link them. What is your main point, though, Ron?
To you.
No, Ron, what is your main point?
My point is, these point out that a lot of that there is a great connection between the Student Muslim Association and the Muslim Brotherhood, who were behind its founding. The funding comes from Saudi Arabia.
Are they saying that they have evidence that this bombing is related to these organizations?
Excuse me?
Okay, thank you for the call. It's too disorganized. I can't do a show like this. I don't have time for it, okay? WABC, Judy, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hello. Hello, Michael. I'm actually very sick and tired of hearing people who are guests from Harvard, fellows who are quote-unquote experts with a little E in terrorism, spouting forth over and over again that this woman thinks that it's a right-wing lone wolf terrorist.
Wait, who said that? Who said it's a lone terrorist?
Well, your call screener suggested...
Oh, that woman with that weird transsexual voice?
I don't know. It's a woman. Her initials are JS. I don't want to upset...
Yeah. No, that's disinformation. That's a disinformation phone call. The government has such agents all over the country whose job it is to call and talk shows and throw mud in the eye of listeners. I understand that.
So she says...
I take such callers because I can easily dissemble them. Look, all you got to know is that the Boston police have a bolo out for dark-skinned foreign national right now. They're not looking for an Aryan Nation member, okay?
Exactly. So
that's
I
all. That's all you need to know. Don't look to Wolf Blitzer for the news. Okay. Don't look to Wolf Blitzer for the truth. You better start digging on your own. All I can tell you is this. Here's what I'm going to tell you again. I said it within 10 minutes of the opening of the show tonight. This horrible tragedy. These horrible bombs, which are reminiscent of 9/11, prove to us that we are just as vulnerable as we were back in 2001. That our pacifist, liberal president is totally incompetent, absolutely incapable of leadership when the people need it. I also predicted it would derail his gun-grabbing and immigrant-flooding agenda. I said they will both be put on hold, and 10 minutes later, we heard that the Gang of Eight delayed their news conference for tomorrow, where they were going to announce with great fanfare that they've put together an amnesty plan for the 30 million illegal aliens. No, sir. It ain't happening here. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
All right, I don't impress easily, so here's reason number eight why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Over 100 design experts in-house. Impressive, since you're lucky to track down even one expert at a home improvement store. When I ordered new blinds from Blinds.com, I couldn't have been more impressed. They're available via phone, online chat, even video chat, via their free face-to-face design consultation service. Unbelievable. It's like having a decorator in your house. Of course, free online how-to videos make installation unbelievably easy, or you can always have them send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, it's improbable. They'll remake it for free. You heard me, free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They are beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling. You're the boss. No brackets. Go to Blinds.com, where you always get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. Blinds.com, they're my friends. Be your own boss. Go to Blinds.com.
Guys, it's a known fact. As you get older, your testosterone levels can drop. For thousands of men, a supplement called Ageless Male has been the answer to boosting free testosterone levels, energy, and libido so they feel more like the guys they used to be. Listen to these real stories.
After taking Ageless Male, I actually feel younger and feel much stronger and more able to actually take on things in my daily life.
I think Ageless Male is a fantastic product. I noticed within weeks I was lifting more weight. I could put more weight on the machines.
Ageless Male has made my life a little better and my love life even more.
Like, I know inside in my mind I feel like I'm 18.
You can try Ageless Male absolutely risk-free to help boost your free testosterone levels and experience great workouts, energy, and more libido. For details, call 1-800-471-7570. That's 1-800-471-7570. Call 1-800-471-7570.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Homeowners, do you have low water pressure in your house? When you flush a toilet, does the person in the shower have to run for cover so they don't get scalded? Or have you or your neighbors had leaks in their pipes? Many people don't realize that these problems are caused by old pipes that are either corroding down to a trickle or just plain springing a leak. Fortunately, this problem can be solved by repiping your home. I'm Jeff Butler of Repipe Specialists. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you by replacing their old corroded pipes with new, high-quality PEX or copper pipes. It only takes us 1 or 2 days to repipe an entire home, plus we patch the walls and give you a lifetime guarantee. And in celebration of 20 years of repiping, right now on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Just call 800-737-4746. That's 800-REPIPING. 800-737-4746.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
The fiscal cliff, continuing resolution, sequestration, hey, they're all a reality. So how are these new economic policies going to affect us? Join me, Brian
Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar Tuesday, April 23rd in Livermore or Thursday, the 25th in Lafayette, both at 7 p.m. What's the best way to plan for your retirement? Again, Tuesday, the 23rd at the Hilton Garden Inn in Livermore or Thursday, April 25th at the Veterans Memorial Center in Lafayette, both at 7 p.m. Call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. Pat Vitucci and me, Brian Sussman. 800-472-8305 or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
What a frightening sound and what a chaotic moment.
You can hear the sound of the blast. And the reason I played it is to give you some idea of the power of the explosions. You're not hearing the power of the explosions anywhere else. You have to listen to the blasts themselves to get a feel for what actually happened and to understand that this was a naked terrorist event, no doubt tied to a Middle Eastern group. They'll cover it up as sure as I'm sitting here. Obama didn't even call it a act of terror. No doubt tomorrow, Janet Napolitano will call it a sports place violence event. Again, a cover-up. We know that we're more vulnerable today than we've been in many years, that this pacifist liberal government has let their guard down. They're looking only at American citizens. They're afraid to point the fingers at those who actually did it. Jordan extremist praises Boston bombing, AP. The head of an extremist Jordanian Muslim Salafi group said early today that he was happy to see the horror in America after the explosions in Boston. He said American blood isn't more precious than Muslim blood, said Mohammed al-Shalabi, who was convicted in an al-Qaeda-linked plot to attack U.S. and other Western diplomatic missions in Jordan in 03. He said early Tuesday, let the Americans feel the pain we endured by their armies occupying Iraq and Afghanistan and killing our people here. I'm sure that will resonate with the American left and the Occupy movement. Al-Shalabi served 7 years in prison for his part in the foiled attack. His group is outlawed in Jordan. A Middle East counterterrorism official based in Jordan said the blast, quote, carried the hallmark of an organized terrorist group like Al-Qaeda. He did not give actual evidence linking Al-Qaeda to the bombing. From the little information available, one can say it was a well-coordinated, well-targeted, near-simultaneous attack, he said. Luckily, the amount of explosive used is small, judging from the casualty figure and explosion area. Well, you get the picture, don't you? Right now in Boston, there's a bolo. Be on the lookout for. Be on the lookout for a dark-skinned foreign national. I keep repeating it because there's a bolo. It's a police bulletin. The police are actively looking for a suspect who was seen fleeing the scene. I don't care whether you feel uncomfortable hearing me read the bolo over and over again. I'm reading the bolo over and over again. Maybe you know something. I love they were saying all day, if you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. So here's the Boston police looking for a dark-skinned foreign national, but you're not supposed to see it or say it. Will in New York on WABC, go ahead, please.
How are you? Listen, if you see something, say something, unless they're Muslim, okay? Political correctness, common senselessness, okay? You know what?
It is good line, common senselessness, right.
Yeah, when I hear of a bomb going off in a major metropolitan area, the first thing I think of is a dark-skinned foreign national. You know why?
Because it makes sense, because it was Saudis who conducted the first 9/11 attack.
Since 1960s and 70s, how stupid do we need to be? That's why this keeps...
More stupid than we already are. Obama's only just gotten started. It's only been 4 years and 3 months. He's got another 3 years and 9 months to brainwash the few Americans left who can think.
And also, Obama is not calling it a terrorist attack, the same reason he did not in Benghazi, because he is a terrorist.
They'll sweep this under the rug. They'll sweep it under the rug. New Jersey, Ann, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for taking my call. I just have to tell you that when something like this happens, Mike, you are the only person that I can listen to because you are the only one that makes sense. I am sick and tired of this president going on an apologizing, appeasing tour continuously. And because of this, these lawmakers...
And today you had a cover-up by the president. He didn't call it a terrorist attack. He wouldn't identify the person they're looking for. He would not give out the information that there is right now a Saudi national being protected in a hospital by armed police, Homeland Security, FBI outside the hospital with machine guns. Why? What are they hiding? What are they hiding?
Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Doctors at various Boston hospitals have been caring for patients all evening. Three people killed and more than 130 wounded when a pair of bombs exploded at the Boston Marathon. Dr. Peter Fagenholz with Massachusetts General Hospital.
The most common serious injuries are combined lower extremity injuries, combined meaning bone injuries, soft tissue injuries, and vascular injuries.
There were multiple amputations. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in Boston with more on the next steps of the investigation.
Despite numerous reports to the contrary, Boston police say they have not discovered additional unexploded devices, although that's not for lack of checking. They have been scouring the area around the marathon finish line, and there's even talk they'll go back to the whole 26.2-mile route from Hopkinton here to Boston in order to check along the way.
And authorities are talking to at least one person of interest, though they say he is not a suspect. Terror at the Boston Marathon. I'm Brad Wheatless, ABC News.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at Putnam Chevy in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a Chevy Volt, I'm taking $6,000 off the factory sticker. Take my $3,000 discount and add the $3,000 rebate plus 0% financing on credit approval for 4 years.
Attention homeowners, the Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-538-6780. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-538-6780. Again, that's 800-538-6780. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-538-6780. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-538-6780.
Shopping for the right replacement window can be confusing. On the phone today, we have Matt Miller from Renewal by Anderson Replacement Windows. Matt, how does a homeowner choose the best window material?
Choosing the right window material is critical. Vinyl? It's just another word for plastic. Now, Ron, you wouldn't put a plastic deck chair in your living room, so why choose poor quality vinyl windows? Our windows are custom built from our patented material called Fibrex, which is twice as strong as vinyl. which means you'll only have to do this job once.
Now, unlike some companies, you not only warrant the window, you warrant the installation, too.
Our master installers average over 40 hours of training each and every year. That's why we warrant our installations. We know they're done right the first time. Our guys specialize just windows and patio doors 365 days a year, and most installations are completed in just one day.
Well, then what about the special that Renewal by Anderson has going on now?
Great spring special. Buy just 5 windows, and your 6th is absolutely free. And you can pair this deal with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a full year. What that means is that you get your free windows now, and you don't have to pay for them until 2014.
Thanks, Matt. For a very limited time, by the way, with Renewal by Anderson, you can buy just 5 windows, and that 6th window is free, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. For more info, call 1-800-417-1010. 1-800-417-1010. That's 1-800-417-1010 or visit goodwindowpayment.com.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Headline AP, Boston tragedy delays immigration bill. Gang of Eight. I love, look at the irony of that. The Gang of Eight. The Gang of Eight. I thought I lived in a constitutional republic. I thought I lived in a participatory democracy. Instead, I wake up and I see a group of a gang of eight men. Eight men. We're going to introduce a bill tomorrow at a big press event declaring amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens under another name. Schumer is the chief gang member. He looks like the number one gangster. John McCain is the number two gangster. They plan to meet with President Barack Obama tomorrow and talk to America about the legislation. McCain, Schumer, and Rubio. Rubio the shame. Rubio the shill. Rubio the useful idiot. Rubio, the useful idiot, but they've just delayed the press conference because they realized that it wouldn't look good after an event like this. After all, if you let 30 million people who are here illegally all of a sudden give them a stamp, citizenship, who knows how many amongst them might be a terrorist or a terrorist in the wings. What I find equally ironic is that when you look at the AP tonight, you see a story. Actually, on CNN's website, they show that in Venezuela, where there was just a vote to replace the dictator who died, may he rest in hell, and his hand-selected crony won with the vote rigging again, they show people lining up to vote in Venezuela with voter ID. They themselves, who oppose voter ID in this country to permit guys like Obama to steal elections, are showing that even in Venezuela you need voter ID. Can you believe this? Can you believe we have such a lawless nation and such a gulled population that we would permit a gang to take over a country? And then when you want someone at a poll to say, are you a citizen, show us ID, they say you're a racist for demanding ID. Can you believe a thing like this? The veterans' graves. The veterans' graves all across the land. You know what they died for? They died so that there would be a sacred thing called a ballot box in America. Because without a ballot box, we live in anarchy or tyranny. Well, you don't have a ballot box. You have a rigged system. You have a rigged system that is a disgrace. We need the UN to supervise our elections. That's how bad it is. But even the gangsters called the Gang of Eight have said, oh, bad for us. Bad for us, not a good thing. And what about the gun grabbers? What about the Feinsteins who wanted to put through the background checks and the this and the that? Not good for them either. Who's going to give up their gun at a time like this? Tell me what law-abiding American citizen would give their gun over to these useless idiots who couldn't protect us from this terrorist event. Nobody. Nobody. Randy on WABC, go ahead, please.
Hello.
Yes, Randy, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I hope you're right about this derailing the illegal amnesty and the gun grabbing, but I'm afraid this is just going to be more justification for putting a swarm or an army of drones in the air, and
Yeah, well, that's true. Sure, they could use it for that. Sure, they could use this excuse. They can use this bombing in Boston as an excuse to get worse and take it out on the average good American citizen instead of the illegal aliens amongst us or the students here on student visas plotting to kill us.
And I'm
the universities are filled with haters.
I'm afraid as long as Obama is in office, you can expect more assaults on our freedoms.
All right, that's a fair generic statement. I don't disagree with that. Why wouldn't the president call it a terrorist event when even his spokesmouth had a cover for him right there, right after, and say, oh, we think it's terrorism. Nuke plants tighten security. This is on the Drudge Report, right from the top down. I mean, you know what happened. I'll start from the bottom of the headline, the updates. Nuke plants tighten security. Jordanian Muslim group says they're happy to see the horror in America. Families of Newtown were in grandstands during attack. New York Times confirms there were 5 devices. Feinstein tried to say it could be homegrown. UK security is reviewing security for London Marathon. Secret Service shut down Pennsylvania Avenue. NYPD deployed an additional 1,000 officers to guard prominent locations. And so forth and so on. The bombs, they say, were inside trash cans. That's one report. But the biggest report is that there's a Saudi national under guard at a hospital in Boston. I have 2 confirmations of that. There is a Saudi national in a hospital in Boston, protected by machine gun police, Secret Service, God knows who else. They're guarding the hospital. They're guarding the hospital. You wouldn't hear that, though, on any of the news channels. Let me repeat it again. Saudi national in a hospital. It's a suspect tackled by a local Bostonian. There's also a bolo out in Boston. Be on the lookout for a dark-skinned foreign national who tried to gain access to a restricted area being described as the area around the VP grandstand area. You didn't hear that on the news either, right? No, sir. Boston, Kevin, you're up on the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
Michael, my friend, this whole event, how it's going to be handled and how it's going to be explained, will affect the future elections of this country.
How so? Hello? Okay, he broke up. I guess it was a cell phone call. That's okay. It's a very, very, the kind of night that people are calling. They're nervous. They have all sorts of feelings about it. They feel unprotected. They feel the government has failed them again. They know that the president is an empty suit. Let's use a common phrase. He looked and acted like he really is, an empty suit. He didn't know what the hell he was talking about. He looked not like Neville Chamberlain, who was at least statesmanlike in his pacifism. He looked like a shill put there by George Soros simply to take the country down a very dark road. The country is at war. Did you hear what I said at the beginning of the show? At the beginning of the show, I said to you, we are at war. That is why I played the national anthem. The Islamists have not stopped fighting their war against your way of life. You may think they have. You may think that they've been suppressed. You may think that they've all been nullified. But I think you'll find out that you're wrong. I think you'll find out that the $1 trillion that the DHS has spent has been worthless. I think you'll find out that the new FBI is not looking in the right direction. Let's be very benevolent about it. They're looking at the wrong people. They're looking at returning military veterans, Republicans, conservatives, Tea Party members, people who are against abortion. Yeah, I think the FBI is looking in the wrong places. That's my feeling. Yet they all gave speeches today congratulating themselves. There they were. Now, here's John from the FBI. John, I'll give you the microphone now. Well, Joe, we got the thing. Blah, 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 blah. Here's Jane from the DHS. Blah, 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 blah. We're happy to tell you the da-da-da-da-do. Now we want to give you the Boston Police Chief, the da-da-da-da-do. But the bombs went off. They couldn't stop it. They did nothing. After the event, there they are, 10,000 guys with machine guns. It's always like that. It's like movies. After the slaughter, there they show up with the body bag and the chalk. So you say, ah, come on, Big Shot, what would you have done? Oh, what would I have done to stop this? Oh, what would I have done? Oh, there are a lot of things that could have been done before this event. Oh, there's a lot of things. You start with racial profiling. You start with profiling of people who might be capable of this. You start with the foreign national students in our universities, and you work your way out from there. You start with the wobbly professors who bring them in for cheap labor. You get it? You get the picture? And you start working your way around chemistry labs, physics laboratories, and things like that. You know, you do commonsensical things. You don't look at old ladies in wheelchairs at airports. You don't strip search kids with polio are wearing braces. You get the picture? You sort of get the picture, don't you? That's what the average American thinks. I'm not the only person thinking this way. Another dereliction of duty by the President of the United States. The first picture I saw of him this morning was running out with a coffee cup, a container of coffee and sneakers and a jogging suit. I almost puked. The next picture, he already had shoes on and a tie and a suit. They got him in a suit and a tie and shoes. There, the President's been briefed. All afternoon, the President's been briefed. I've been talking to, he's called in his security chief. The President has been briefed. Oh, I felt much better. Right, there he was. The genius was being, he was being consulted. Now, what are you, well, we've got to get this in. See if you can round up a Christian with blonde hair and blue eyes and nail it on his back. Pin the tail on a donkey. KSFO Dan, welcome to the Savage Nation. What a sad day it is.
It is a very sad day in America, Michael. This president has let this country down once again.
Amen. Amen. Once again, he should be impeached. He should be thrown out of office for this.
Another Benghazi, and all of them, starting with his lack of leadership, need to go. How long?
Lack of leadership. It's beyond a lack of leadership. It's outright pandering and begging the people who would hurt us to leave us alone. He did nothing. He did nothing when Kim Jong-un threatened to bomb us with nuclear weapons. The man was not heard from. Nothing.
The man does
nothing. 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 It makes Neville Chamberlain look like Winston Churchill.
Absolutely, and it leads right into what you talked about earlier with the guns. Politicians, Stalin and Hitler, loved gun control. And Obama's going to give it right to him because he's a socialist.
Well, here's the thing, though. They can't use this event, the Boston tragedy, for any kind of gun grabbing. The opposite is true. This is the worst thing they ever could have seen happen to them. The gun grabbers are now in retreat. This is the worst possible thing that could have happened to Dianne Feinstein and her gang who want to grab our guns. It's the worst thing for Obama and Holder and the rest of them who want our guns registered and seized. They want a registry. They're never going to get it. The people will never comply with it now because they understand that they have to protect themselves. The government has failed them again.
I just worry that with this administration and the people that he has around him, Holder and guys like Rahm Emanuel, if they suspend habeas corpus and they want to put the stormtroopers on the street to take our guns, there will be another civil war. And
well, I don't think they're going to put the stormtroopers on. They got the stormtroopers out in Boston right now with machine guns. I had a report in the last hour from Boston. They've never seen the city look like this in their entire life. Never. And many of them are guarding the hospital where the Saudi Arabian suspect is being detained. Now, whether they're putting the machine guns out there because they're so paranoid that the citizens will come in and grab them and burn the hospital down, I don't know what they're doing. What are they doing? What are they guarding? Who are they protecting? Him or what are they doing?
They're guarding the property so that the Saudi Arabian embassy can send a crew over and take them home and throw a party for them. That's what they're.
Well, now you're talking. Maybe they want to hold him until the Saudis can grab him and whisk him out of the country. That's interesting.
Yes.
That's very frighteningly interesting. Well, I'm sorry that I wrote a novel called A Time for War and you didn't read it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with the LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Get LifeLock protection risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, notify LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code ENROLL60 or call 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
Ronnie, the Stone Ridge Mall Barron's Jewelers is closing soon, so you can move to your new Dublin location, right?
You're correct. We have to be out of Stone Ridge by April 27th for the new store to be ready in May. So everything in the store is up to 80% off.
Everything?
Everything. Diamonds, earrings, bridal rings, and much more. They're all up to 80% off.
Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime sale at Barron's.
A legacy of elegance.
Hurry, Barron's and Stone Ridge Mall Pleasanton is closing forever in April.
Hi, Tom Baudet. You know, Motel 6 is making impossible bucket lists possible. Have you always dreamed of doing a triathlon, climbing a mountain, or cycling across America? Well, if any of those are on your bucket list, Motel 6 can help make them more possible, if not less painful. We have over 1,100 locations in North America, all saving you more for what you travel for, like a good massage and some salve. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
On the next morning show, who needs a 1,500-page immigration bill? We say build a moat and stock it with alligators. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
Oh, look, I won't sleep very much tonight because I will not be able to wait until the morning to see the kind of cover-up and propaganda that the government will put out. The conspiracy theories will be raging during the night. I mean, you can pretty much figure out what's going to be said. But try to stick to the facts. Five devices, two of which exploded. There's a bolo in Boston in the police department. Be on the lookout for a dark-skinned foreign national that's being suppressed by the national media. The president showed himself to be absolutely incapable of being a leader. He had no leadership whatsoever. He showed himself to be the empty suit that he is. Number four or five, this terrible tragedy has maybe temporarily, maybe permanently derailed Obama's gun-grabbing and immigrant-flooding agendas. Maybe. Although they could probably turn it around the other way a given time, knowing the power that they have in their stooges in the media, which I'm about to play for you in a moment. Here is a schmuck from Bloomberg News saluting the president on his handling of this event so far. Listen to this.
Well, he handled it just right. It's a textbook White House response from the early hours of a major incident. He needed to make this statement so that he, the in this last
right,
evening
okay,
news
fine.
Cycle,
you know, what? Look at the source, Bloomberg News. That's all. Bloomberg News, a very reliable source. But already did a great job. All I can tell you is the president's speech, and I was hoping to God he would come out and he would kind of show us some comfort. He would say something along the lines of, whoever did this, we're going to track you down to the ends of the earth, and we'll hang you if we have to. You're not doing this in my country. If we have to track you down, we'll take 20 years, we'll find you, and we'll kill you and everybody in your family. I wanted to hear something from a leader, something. Instead, I heard a weak-kneed response that made Neville Chamberlain look like Winston Churchill. I've never heard anything as weak as I did from the president today. Okay, I'm not a fan of his. Okay, I don't like pacifist liberalism. Okay, I think he's the most corrupt, divisive president in American history. I've said all of that for years. But today was a new low. Remember what happened today. Remember what happened today. You can't deny the fact. They declared war on us again, and they got through all of our security apparatuses. Every security agency in America failed us. FBI, DHS, CIA, you name it. Every terrorism operative in this country failed us today. Apparently, they got through with a Trojan horse. Saudi National, they say he's a student, Trojan horse, universities. Saudi National, immigration, Trojan horse, fear of saying anything that might be construed as racist. Go down the list. They know the Trojan horse, they know how to operate it. And never forget that the radical Islamists have been at war with the West for 1,000 years. And it didn't start in 1980s. It didn't start with the Beirut bombing of the Marine barracks. Oh, no. They've been at war with the West for over 1,000 years. They think in the long term. And we have what we have that's supposed to protect us. Yep, it's a pretty irregular situation. Not a good prognosis. But they're not taking your gun away. I can tell you right now, whatever they had in mind is not happening. I don't care who the guy was who was thinking of going along with this. They're not going to give up their guns. They're not going to give up their bullets. And as far as amnesty for the 30 million illegal aliens, forget about it. The people are not going to accept it now. WABC, Chris, you're on the Savage Nation. What do you think?
Hey, Mike, I got to tell you, since I seen everything go on after Bin Laden, after they caught him, it seems like the FBI, the government, threw their hands up in the air and said, hey, war's over, we got him. But
okay, so after Bin Laden was killed, all these agencies that are bloated, bloated beyond belief with all of these surveillance programs and this, so they have no terrorists to look for, so who are they looking at? Old white guys with guns in Kentucky?
Exactly. They it's like their boredom pickup. It's like, we got them, that's it. And I got to say another thing, too, Mike. The thing with the whole waterboarding scandal and saying that it's a bad gig. Come on. If we could have waterboarded one more person, who knows if we could have prevented this today?
Well, we don't even have to go back to that scandal because it's a moot point at this point. All you got to know is that every intelligence agency in the country fell on their face today. I don't. You know what really sickened me the most wasn't even the president's speech. You'd expect that from him. That's who he is. But to see the FBI get up there and DHS give themselves pats on the back about the great job they did. We'd like to turn it over to Patrick now of the FBI local office. And he gets up and gives a speech like they did something. I've never seen anything like this. Who do they think they're talking to? Do they think you're that stupid? Answer, yes, you are. Yes, if you can elect Obama and not see through the empty suit, yes, you are that stupid. Yes, you are. You got just what you deserve in the presidency. And it's not going to be pretty tomorrow. I can guarantee you it's going to get much worse tomorrow than it was today. I don't mean in the bombings. Who knows what can come tomorrow? I mean in the propaganda war against the American mind. Remember Benghazi. Remember what Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and the others did to suppress this in your mind with the help from their friends, a little help from their friends in the media. Just wait until you see how they sweep this under the rug tomorrow. The country is falling apart. The wheels are coming off the United States of America. We're rolling on three wheels under this president. Tonight, another wheel came off. The country is screeching with two wheels on a cart that's supposed to have six. It's a sad day in American history. The Islamists have said, we are still at war with you and you can't stop us. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere. God bless.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
Look, I don't know if anyone else in the media has asked this question because I don't listen to any other shows. I doubt it. I don't think anyone has dared to even question if this is a real confrontation with North Korea. But since we were talking about conspiracy theories for the last few nights, it seems to me the whole thing is a fraud. It seems to me it's possible the whole thing is staged for a couple of reasons. And I don't think it's been staged by him necessarily. I think it, if at all you want to follow this line of thinking, it's certainly plausible. It doesn't mean it's plausible and possible. It doesn't mean it's actual. But since there are still a few people left in America who are raised on Aristotelian logic and the ability to think rather than to digest the garbage put out by the fools in the media, I'm asking this question, as crazy as it may sound to many of you who are incapable of thinking yourself. Is it possible that the military-industrial complex has staged this confrontation with North Korea, one, in order to show Obama they're not going to get have their budgets cut by him and his communist cohorts, and two, to assert themselves not only against North Korea, which is a factotum, but against China, and say to China, by the way, if you think we're not capable of moving ships, planes, and various and sundry defensive measures, we're going to show you we can. So what do you think? What do you think it's illegal for me to even ask this question? Should this question be illegal? Should I be banned from radio for even asking the question? After all, it's not part of the program. I mean, it's not part of the government media complex programming. You certainly didn't hear this on CNN or Fox, did you? Well, you're hearing it on a little-known radio show called The Savage Nation. So what do you think about it? Huh? WMAL, Anthony, go ahead. Your opinion counts.
How's everybody going? How you doing today, sir? Big time. Yes, I would say the war machine needs to make money. It builds machines of war. Put them in action if you can. Even if moving things into strategic places, that's money. My thing is Capricorn One. We're all familiar with that movie from the...
Yeah, but now we're going to move into the moon landing. I don't want to go there because it'll take away your entire... a suggestion, which is based upon mine, and completely render it completely impotent. So let's not go to Capricorn 1 and the moon landing. But you do believe it's possible, correct?
It's possible, yes. Yes, yes.
How would we ever know? How would we ever know whether this entire scenario has been staged by powerful forces in the government media complex? I don't know how we can ever find out going forward. That's the problem. But we, the people, have an obligation to ask ourselves, what is our government doing? KSFO, San Francisco. Brian, you're up. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for taking the call. I agree 100% with what you're saying. But on the flip side, you and I both grew up on the playground, or at least I did. And anytime there was a new kid in town or a smaller kid in town, you always picked on the biggest kid or the person that you considered to be the easiest target, the empty suit. And we sort of have that scenario going on here right now. I mean, you know Obama's not going to do anything about anything except whatever suits his purpose and his...
So wait, do you think that the North Korean Stalinist dictator, the Jim Jones of North Korea, who runs a police state, a starvation machine unlike any on the planet, and what I love about the regime change that's been going on around the world, Egypt and everywhere else, not one word about regime change in North Korea. How's that possible and why not, Brian?
That's an interesting question.
How come all of these brave culture warriors in Obama's machine took down Gaddafi, took down, Mubarak? They want to install an Islamist government in Syria. Why are they not meddling with North Korea, do you think?
It's not, it wasn't on their radar. I mean,
was it on their radar? George Bush has been trying to rein him in for years and got nowhere. George Bush placated him.
You're right. But
all right, well, of course, I'm always right. When it comes to international politics, I'm usually right. I've never been wrong, incidentally. I could be wrong, but this is purely speculative on my part. What do you think? Let's go to WABC in New York. George thinks that it's not staged. George on WABC, tell us why you think it's not staged.
You're not going to get this guy to follow suit to our military, this grand scheme that somehow this is being orchestrated. And I'm going to tell you another reason why no one wants to fool with this guy, why George Bush didn't want to fool with North Korea, and why our president, president doesn't want to fool with this guy, and that's because the same reason why the boxer from Great Britain didn't want to fool with the Klitschko's, because this guy could ensue some damage. And so this is a very volatile situation, and I think this guy is serious about what he's doing, and I think our military and our government has nothing to do with it, and I don't think that anyone really wants to take this guy on, because this guy's serious.
So if no one takes him on, that means he's free to launch missiles at Guam and Japan?
Well, I don't think he's got the chutzpah to do it. I don't think he's got the gonads to go ahead and do that. I don't think he's going to do it.
So why is he making the threats that he's going to do it?
He's just posturing. That's all that this is. He knows what would happen.
But you know how bullies operate, don't you? And you know that they posture until they actually can be sure that they can do it. Don't you think he's probing?
I do.
Don't you think he's testing the weakness of this docile, fraudulent administration? 855-400-7282. We're also talking about the flood of illegal aliens that are coming into America. The number of border jumpers has doubled since the gangs have started talking about granting amnesty to the illegals. They all want to come here now to cash in on the food stamps, the welfare, the free legal, the free medical. You get it? That's what's going to happen. Yet Schumer says we're very close to an immigration deal. Very close to an immigration deal. Graham, on the other side, says the immigration law will pass the Senate. That's because they're all in on it. They could care less what you think. These are some of the topics that are bothering us right now in the Savage Nation. White House, no evidence of changes in North Korea's military posture. In fact, it's getting so bad that China itself has moved troops to the border with North Korea. Now, I trust the Chinese so much that I wrote a novel about them and their secret cells in America called A Time for War. Although it looks to us like China is mobilizing troops and jets near the North Korean border to constrain Kim Jong-un, if I were in charge of the military, I wouldn't assume so. I would assume that perhaps the Chinese are moving troops and jets near the North Korean border to bolster the North Korean military, to foster the North Korean military, should anything horrible happen, rather than to constrain them. At least that's the plan I would have in place. Niall Gardner, Telegraph UK, writes, Barack Obama believes all Americans should make sacrifices except himself. President Obama's image machine, by the Associated Press, controlling the narrative while limiting media access. A photo of the Obamas hugging that was released on Election Day 2012 has become the world's most popular tweet on Twitter. A dressed-up version of Barack Obama's State of the Union speech, packed with charts and graphs, is huge on YouTube. A playful picture of the president cavorting with a three-year-old in a Spider-Man costume is a favorite online. It's all courtesy of the Obama image machine, serving up a stream of words, images, and videos that invariably cast the president as commanding, compassionate, and on the ball. In this world, Obama's family is always photogenic. First dog Bo is always well-behaved, and the vegetables in the South Lawn kitchen garden always seem succulent. That's, of course, she doesn't eat the vegetables. She just grows them for the Stalinist press. She is the queen of the fries, as you well know, every time she's actually seen eating. But we wouldn't... Hush, hush, my darling. We're not supposed to say that. Hush, hush, my darling. 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Whoa, you almost hit that car. What's wrong with your eyes? They're red and tearing. How can you see?
Oh, these contact lenses, they're irritating my eyes. Allergies too, and my vision isn't clear. I just can't stop rubbing them.
You know, maybe it's time for LASIK vision correction. Remember how Eric raved about his LASIK results? He had Dr. William Ellis resolve his vision problems.
Dr. Ellis is recognized as a LASIK pioneer and has personally performed over 60,000 procedures. He's Stanford trained, and you couldn't ask for a more experienced LASIK doctor. You may be able to eliminate your glasses and contacts. For a limited time, Ellis Eye has the greatest LASIK offer ever. You only pay full price for high-definition LASIK on your first eye, and the second eye is free, and financing is available. For a free LASIK consultation, call 1-877-933-3315. Put yourself in the skilled and caring hands of Dr. Ellis. Call 1-877-933-3315.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
The Savage Nation, welcome back to the program. Yeah, look, I'm in the media. That's obvious. I'm in the radio side of the media. And I look at television, the internet. I look at all the other outlets that are available to you, the American people, or to me, right? You start to say, is radio still relevant? Because if you start to think, well, maybe it's a thing of the past, you'd be wrong. A new study came out saying that AM and FM radio captures one-fifth of all media usage. That's pretty big. 14 different media measured by USA Touchpoints. Radio ranks second in share of daily media minutes among 14 different media measurements. Only television captures more time spent with media. So AM and FM radio and radio station streaming accounts for 19% of media minutes among 18 to 64-year-olds. This is not that technical. So in other words, you may hear radios this, radios that. Radio is still very powerful, which is nice to know. Share of daily media minutes, adults 18 to 64, radio 19%, internet 15%, TV 44%. But I'd like to know what the crossover is rather than segmented out there. I mean, how many crossover and are watching something while listening? How many of you are watching television while listening to the Savage Nation tuning in and out? I mean, I wonder. Let's go to the callers. This is something we can do better than anybody. What I do with you as a talk show host, you cannot do on the internet, you can't do on television, which makes this medium more relevant than television and the internet. And that's because we're filling a need that used to exist in a certain way with letters to the editor. I used to write them myself 20 years ago. I'd spend days composing a letter to the New York Times. And if one of them got published out of 10, I would post it on my wall like, wow, am I smart. You know, ooh, boy, the New York Times. There are people in New York City, for example, or any city in the country, they sit for days thinking about a clever line to write to the editor. And then they get published. Wow, the guy walks around with a halo to the country club, to the church. He got a halo on his head. Why, there goes Bob. He was published in the Des Moines Register. Really? What did he write? Oh, he wrote a letter to that they published. Well, talk radio is the same thing, only you don't have to sit and wait to get on the, you know, get it published. If it's good, you'll get through the screener. That's all. We're continuing to talk about moochers in America with a focus on the welfare frauds, the disability fraudsters, and, of course, the immigrant fraudsters, who are sacred cows to both parties. Have you heard a negative statement about an immigrant in any way from any of the Gang of Eight? How is it possible that of the 30 million illegal aliens, they're all such sterling individuals? How is that? Is that statistically possible? In other words, in every population, there's the good, bad, the ugly, right? So you would assume that of the 30 million illegal aliens in the United States of America, some of them would be acknowledged to be criminals. Some of them would be acknowledged to be rapists. Some would be drunk drivers. Some would be child molesters. Have you heard those words ever applied to the word immigrant in the last, what, since Obama's regime took power? No. They're all bending over backwards as though they're all sterling individuals coming here simply to work for the American dream, which is a total lie. You know, I ask myself the question. Sometimes I get agitated. I start to get mad. And sometimes I look around and I say, everywhere I turn, I see corruption. The solar contracts, the fake solar contracts, the corrupt defense contractors. Everywhere I turn, I see corruption. Everywhere I turn, I see bums sitting around wherever I go. Healthy young people singing prayers and hymns on Easter Sunday coming from a rehab center. Who's paying for all of this? Healthy, strapping young people swimming, enjoying themselves, getting social workers to talk to them, sitting in group sessions while I'm sweating my you-know-whats off trying to prepare a show. Who's paying for all of this? You are, you Schmendrick. You are. That's why your taxes are 65% of your gross. Who else do you think is paying the bills? Obama? So you ask yourself, how long could this go on? The answer is it can't. We're broke already, so they keep printing money. There's no essence to the society. Where is the money coming from, you may ask? It's not. They're just printing it. So how does it end? Nobody knows. It just goes round and round. The wheel goes round and round, and nobody knows when it ends or how it ends. And yet, here's the funny part. Here's the paradox. Big homes, are selling like crazy around America. The bigger the house, the bigger the price, the faster it's selling. $50 million, $100 million in New York, $80 million, $130 million. Where is the money coming from? So you have to ask yourself, how does this go on? How does it end? And you say, well, it's all corrupt. Then your mind starts to wander, and then you hear the echoes of the communists. The communists say capitalism itself is corrupt. Money is the root of all evil. The system is corrupt. The system and the capitalist system is what is wrong. Say, all right, let's run that theory by ourselves for a while. So let's go to the other side. Let's look at Cuba. Well, that wasn't corrupt, was it? Instead of the system being corrupt, the leaders were absolute gangsters. And what, the people did better where there was no official corruption? They did better? They hooker out their daughters in Cuba for soda. They send their daughters down to the tourist district to get a, they make $20 a month in Cuba, in the clean socialist state of Cuba. They hook off their daughters because they can't take care of the daughter. When Maya Lansky, who killed and murdered as vicious and as evil as he was, and collected all of his money from the most heinous crimes, finally got all of his eggs in one basket, he piled it all into Cuba. He went down there to Batista, the corrupt dictator of Cuba, where, was hookers and gambling and drugs were wide open. That's why the American people went down there for vacations. They wanted to have a good time. So nevertheless, Lansky opens up the Nacional Hotel. He spends his whole fortune that he stole from everybody, killed, murdered, bludgeoned, opens the Nacional Hotel, and about 2 years later, Castro takes over, Fidel and his murderous brother, Raul, and they steal a hotel from the gang, the Lansky Gang of Murder Incorporated. So Lansky was philosophical about it years later. The gangster says, I was a criminal, and the Castros were bigger criminals than I was, and they had an army. So they stole it from me. So that tells you the story. That's all you need to know. The rest is nothing. The rest is an addendum to what I just told you. Whoever has the power takes it. Whoever has more power takes more from you. You are worth nothing to this society. The average American doesn't have a voice in anything. You're nothing. You're a mote in the mire. You're nothing. You're a bug. To the politician, you're a bug. That's why a guy like Schumer can say we have a deal on immigration. We have a deal. The Gang of Eight has a deal. So where's the participatory democracy? And we have a deal. Who's he have a deal with? The other gangsters? So where does that leave you? Leaves you wondering what you can do. And it comes back, really. This is semi-religious, what I'm going to tell you. Is tend your own garden. At the end of the day, you can go out of your mind worrying about all these things. Sometimes I say to myself, you're going to drive yourself crazy if you keep looking at this. And so what's the alternative? Well, some days I don't do it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Good evening. I'm Geralyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. An 18-year-old sociology major at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo has been found dead in the Santa Barbara surf. Authorities said Giselle Ayala of Santa Rosa was found by a jogger early Saturday in the water near UC Santa Barbara. Ayala was last seen late Friday by her friends who had traveled with her to Santa Barbara for a spring break party. KSFO traffic. Right now, we do have reports on the San Mateo Bridge westbound at the high rise. Looks like there is a stalled vehicle. It's blocking the slow lane. CHP is on their way. KSFO weather, clear and breezy tonight, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, clear skies, windy conditions, some wind gusts up to 25 to 30 miles per hour, highs from the mid-60s to the mid-70s. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Do you have high cholesterol or a family history of heart disease? Did you know cholesterol medications may not stop you from having a heart attack? That's exactly what science is telling us now. In fact, 50% of those who have had heart attacks actually have normal cholesterol levels. Since the most common cause of high cholesterol and heart disease is genetic, the most powerful solution is the right diet based on your own DNA. It's called the Perfect Gene Diet, and it's based on clinical research, sports medicine, and nutritional science. The Perfect Gene Diet uses cutting-edge genetic testing to produce a personalized nutrition and exercise plan based on your own genetics. For more information and to get your free copy of the book, The Perfect Gene Diet, go to theperfectgenediet.com. That's perfectgenediet.com. Supplies are limited, so go now for this special free book offer. perfectgenediet.com.
40 days and 40 nights might have been fine for Noah, but not when it comes to getting a home loan. Don't get taken for a long boat ride by some big bank when you could fund your loan in a matter of days at Crestline Funding. Hi, I'm Scott Brown, president of Crestline Funding. Not only will we get your loan done fast, we'll do it for no cost. No points, no fees with a 2.75% fixed rate and APR. That's right, no points, no fees with a 2.75% rate and APR. Crestline Funding is a local lender that's funded billions of dollars of loans to California families just like you. And right now, you can get a no-cost fixed-rate loan at just 2.75% rate and APR. Don't miss the boat on this great offer that can save you thousands over the life of your loan. Call Crestline Funding today at 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. Crestline Funding, your friend in the mortgage business.
Based on $417,000 loan amount. Owner-occupied, 75% LTV with impound. 10-year term. Not all applicants will qualify. DRE number 01190897. NMLS 1978.
Hi, Tom Baudet. You know, Motel 6 is making impossible bucket lists possible. Have you always dreamed of doing a triathlon, climbing a mountain, or cycling across America? Well, if any of those are on your bucket list, Motel 6 can help make them more possible, if not less painful. We have over 1,100 locations in North America, all saving you more for what you travel for, like a good massage and some salve. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On the next morning show, immigration, gun control, and how liberalism has become the new state religion. 5 to 9 a.m. KSFO.
If you listen to the shows of mine over the years, you know sometimes I'll veer into straight out goofing around, comedy, dogs, restaurants. You know I do that because otherwise I go insane. I could not take it. Today I can take it. Today I can take it pretty good because I can tell you something. There's no end to this. The corruption under Obama has magnified. It's metastasized at a rate I've never seen in my life under any other president. The corruption is rampant. Every bum on the bottom thinks he can get away with anything now because he sees what they're doing at the top. If he sees a bum in the White House, a grifter like that, getting away with what he's getting away with, taking vacations while speaking out of the left side of his mouth about how, oh, we need to tighten our belts, but Michelle and I are going off on a ski vacation. See you soon. It looks like Batista. Looks like a dictatorship to the average person. Then they see a guy like the hedge fund crook, buys an apartment for $135 million, pays a $666 million fine to the Security Exchange Commission, then goes buys a painting for $150 million. The guy on the bottom says if he could pay a $660 million fine and spit at it and pick his teeth with a toothpick, that the $660 means that much to him, buy a house the next day in the Hamptons for $120 million or $50 or $80. They say, I'll take what I could get. You can go to hell. That's all. If they can steal at the top on Wall Street with impunity, if Obama can fob off contracts to his grifters with fake solar contracts and nothing happens, I'll take what I could get on the bottom. So it's, you know, I would say that corruption corrupts, and absolute corruption corrupts absolutely. It's a little change of the Lord Acton job. Corruption corrupts, and absolute corruption corrupts absolutely. It's a little change. You haven't heard that one yet. The geniuses in the radio business haven't altered it. We've all done the others, which is, you know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Lord Acton was right. But I'll be Lord Savage. And in fact, if this keeps up by tomorrow, I'll be Lord Buckley himself. Remember Lord Buckley? I just launched into a little comedic moment here. Some of you may know who Lord Buckley. He was incredible. The great comedian, Lord Buckley. He had me captivated as a 17-year-old. What a voice that man had. So what would you like to talk about? The bums? The grifters? Oh, here's a nice soundbite for you if you haven't felt bad enough yet. You look at the stories. It's horrid. I mean, how much can you take in the oncology ward? Now, here's Senator Jeff Flake talking about we don't need a sealed border. We do not need a sealed border. Here is a man sworn to uphold the Constitution who, if I were in charge, I'd have him arrested and tried for crimes against humanity. Listen to clip two.
I was in both the Yuma sector last week and the Tucson sector, and there is a difference. In the Yuma sector, people still get through, but our Border Patrol and other agents have a reasonable expectation of catching them. That's probably the best explanation of what operational control means. You'll never stop everyone from coming through, and you have a lot of commerce, legal commerce, that happens at the border
commerce.
As well.
Yeah.
So when people talk about having a sealed border, we don't need a sealed border. We need a secure border. That's what we have in Yuma.
That's what's
We're
called
just
double
quite a ways from that.
And notice how he covered himself when he said, if you have a lot of commerce, he said legal commerce. He meant was a lot of illegal commerce, which is why Bill Clinton opened the borders to Mexican trucks. Duh. I mean, big six superhighways where you need no inspection with semis coming out of Mexico. Duh. What are they delivering? A yucca? They're delivering agave to Chicago, New York, and points north. Duh. Yeah, sure there's a lot of commerce. That's all. What can I tell you? What's next? What's next? And there's no end to it. This is the time for you to call the show, but you can't get in because we're all jammed out, which is interesting because at this point in the night, sometimes calls have died off. Now they're getting, you know, more hectic than ever. There's so many other good stories that I'll get to, you know, later and tomorrow. I hope you'll stay tuned and tune in every night on your local station at this time. Let's go to Tennessee. Zach, go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Hi, Dr. Savage. Thanks for taking my call. As a Muslim for all my life, I've been in this country for 30 years. I've been telling stop practicing the religion because it is violent religion. This is the only religion in the world that if you leave the religion, your punishment is death. The only religion in the world, and that's violence. So take it.
If you leave Islam, they kill you?
They'll kill you. This is in the Quran. We call it murtad. If you
Oh, it can't be in the Quran because the head of the CIA and the president, the head of virtually every agency has told us it's a religion of peace. You must be making that up.
No, I'm not. If you leave the religion, your punishment is death.
Wow, that's very tolerant of the
That's violent. And the only
So are you still a practicing Muslim?
Excuse me?
Are you still practicing the religion?
No, I stopped since last time I was in mosque. I would say like 28 years ago.
So, but what if they find out you don't practice anymore? Is that punishable by some type of?
No. As long as you just keep that you're Muslim.
As long as you don't become a Christian or, God forbid, a Jew.
No, if you become Christian or Jew, that's even worse. But if
that's very, very modern of them to.
Yeah.
That's a very modern religion in that regard. Yeah.
The only religion.
How come every other religion doesn't care if you become a Jew, becomes a Buddhist?
Exactly. That's my point.
A Jew becomes a this. Jews for Chaim Yankel. Jews for meatloaf. I mean, I never saw anything like it. No one cares what they do.
The Muslim religion. That's their goal.
Well, it shows you maybe there's a little room for a little tolerance somewhere along the way.
No.
All right. Jews for borscht. And whatever you want, no one cares. There's no central, you know, commandment. Are you kidding? They don't care if you leave. Jews for polar bears. Jews for elephants. You know what I'm saying. In other words, you could leave a religion. No one cares. Your business. Freedom of religion means that you're free to do what you want. I guess that's the way it should work. You understand? You know, there is a big thing going on in the country right now, which is paradoxical here. The states are robbing us in taxation. California, for example, is the most thieving state in the country. 15%, Governor Brown, 15% of top earners they take out of your state taxes. The return of state surpluses could point to more growth to come. Revenues are rising so rapidly in so many states, they don't know what to do with the money. Instead of giving it back and cutting taxes, the gangs that run the states are spending it on health care. You're getting for that? They're holding it in abeyance for more health care spending, which is one of the greatest rackets in the history of the world. North Dakota, enjoying an energy and agricultural boom. Take a guess what they're projecting in a surplus in North Dakota. $1.6 billion over a two-year cycle. Texas, under Governor Perry, is projecting an $8.8 billion surplus in state revenues over its current two-year budget cycle. Everywhere but the basket case of California, because it was ripped off by the illegal alien lobbies who have raped the state of California. They've raped it with false claims. You cannot believe it. The schools are a wreck. A wreck. California, which is robbing the people who earn any money in the state, instead of giving the money back or cutting taxes back to 5%, God forbid, they're taking all of the money and they're putting it aside for upcoming pension obligations, which is a topic I'm going to talk about one day. The gangs, the union gangs. You talk about gangs, my God. Organized crime never had it as good as the pension gangs. You've never seen anything like the unfunded pension debts of various and sundry states. You've never seen anything like it. The very same people who say there's no money for potholes. I'd write an email after email. I'd say to them, you know, you have money for pensions, but not for potholes. And then they would say bad things about Michael Savage, that he's a troublemaker. 1-855-400-7282. When I come back, it's your show. I'll take all your calls. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995. Or go to web.com/radio.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralex stops the pounding. Migralex was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Milescop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralex, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Milescop's Migralex gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralex works unbelievably fast
and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-851-2572. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-851-2572. Or go to Migralax.com. Migralex.com. Or call 800-851-2572.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email, and we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, or if your home is lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARP tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARP tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Mark Levin and Michael Savage, back to back. Weekdays beginning at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, as I said to you, what is it called in a department store when they know a certain amount of pilferage will occur? Whatever it is, they know that, let's say, 5% of their tally is going to be gone from shoplifting. They know they can't ever stop all of the shoplifting, so they calculate it as part of their expenses, right? So I said, all right, so a capitalist society has a certain degree of graft and corruption, and that's part of the price of doing business in a capitalist society. Whatever the percentage may be. I would say under Obama, it's reached an astronomical proportion, which is why we're bankrupt. He certainly didn't start it. No one ever accused him of starting it. But he may be the one who finishes it. I would say the level of graft and corruption in America is as high today as it's ever been, if not higher. I don't know. Maybe it was as high after the Civil War. I know that there were wild swings of corruption after the Civil War. One of our presidents was almost indicted for corruption. I think it was Grant himself who was caught in these scandals. So we have had corrupt presidents before, and the country has kind of, you know, survived it. But I would say that the level of graft and corruption today is as high as it's ever been, percentage-wise, proportionate to the overall economy, if not greater. Separate topic. But in a way, just thinking out loud now, it's a talk show, in a way tied to the North Korea threat. In a way, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, if this were a seminar, a graduate seminar in geopolitical thought, in geopolitical thinking, in Aristotelian logic, and we were applying our thinking to the situation in North Korea, I would be speaking with you in this way if it were in a university setting. Moreover, if you were in the Defense Department or the CIA, you would think that we'd have people who think this way, with war games, with thought games, with your games, with my games, with his games, all aboard. It's all a game. You see, it's all a game. Or is it all a game? And when does the game end and when does reality begin? Well, I'll tell you, when you see guys coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq without legs, I would say they know it's not a game. Yeah, maybe it's old women who are pushing this forward so their cronies can make money with various and sundry contracts. But you see, it's no longer a game to the guy who comes home and he has children who are crying because daddy no longer has a pair of legs. he's hopping around on titanium feet. See, it ceases to be a game at that point. And, of course, then there's the game of the body bag that comes home. And then the somber, you know, rigid faces that you see on the news when they are heroes. I love the very people who are undermining the country day and night like the rats they are, like the lice they are, like the unbelievable boll weevils that they are, Wolf Blitzer and his cohorts. Then once in a while they run a flag and they're heroes, American heroes, with the somber faces. And they run out that night to a mojito, whatever they drink. I don't know what they drink, a green tea mojito. So here I am. You know, I'm very angry tonight. I'm controlling it. I'm enraged, actually. I'm so enraged, I'm beyond enraged. I'm beyond being enraged. And why am I enraged? And why am I controlling my... What am I enraged about? What am I, an American citizen, enraged about? I'm enraged that we have a president who at a time like this has no shame, no dignity to return to the White House, to sit there in the Oval Office like a president should, calm America, threaten North Korea, telling him not to get out of line, it will squash him like a piece of tofu left on a Chinatown floor. Whatever he has to say will crush you with a boot. Or you want to talk in nice terms, talk in nice terms. Instead, he's out there raising money. It makes me actually physically ill to think that we have such incompetence, corruption, greed, graft. I don't even have the right word for it. I have a number of words. Well, I can't use certain words on a family program. But in America, there doesn't seem to be any party that represents the people. Instead, we have two gangs called Republicans and Democrats. But to make matters worse, the moochers in both parties put together a gang, no different than the Crips and the Bloods, in my opinion, called the Gang of Eight. Just think about the irony of a group of senators referring to themselves cleverly as the Gang of Eight, saying, we're very, very close to an immigration deal. Is everything a deal to these gangsters in this Gang of Eight? Where do you think there is a support for immigration reform in this country, other than amongst those who benefit from it financially? If you were to ask the American people themselves, would they say, yes, we want more immigrants? Yes, we want a furtherance of a diminution of our borders and our language and our culture? We want the moochers in both parties to blow open the country to 30 million illegal aliens, primarily from Mexico? Are you crazy? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the state-run media in the United States of America constantly covering up for radical Islam and constantly debasing Christianity in the United States of America? I don't think you feel very well about that. So what's the point of calling me at 855-400-SAVAGE to tell me I'm wrong? Some of you are so twisted in your thinking. Some of you are so drugged out of your mind on liberalism, and liberalism is a drug. Liberalism is the worst medication that is being circulated in the United States of America. The drug of liberalism has so twisted your mind that you probably think I'm worse than the man who shot his own father and yelled, Hail to Allah. That's how twisted your mind is. That's your government at work. And here we have a group of gangsters called the Gang of Eight trying to bring in more of them into the country. I'll say it like it is. Because if I can't speak the plain truth here on the radio, there's no point in my doing the show. If I can't speak the truth that I know is going on out there, if I can't tell you what I see to be true, there's no point in my getting on the radio. I may as well just disappear into the woodwork and never be heard from again. And you can watch all the ha-ha shows if you want. You can watch all of the nice boys and girls on television who don't give you the news, but they give you state-run media. I give you the news, views, and reviews here on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282 if you care to join the conversation. Joey, thanks for calling us this night on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Well, growing up in Brooklyn, New York, I grew up in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, filled with hateful black Muslim converts who would preach against about how bad the white man treated them out of one side of the mouth while attacking me verbally on sight or physically attacking any white person that happens to cross their path. And having a president like Obama, I feel like my whole childhood is reliving itself again, only now.
Well, how do you link Obama to the aggressive individuals that you met in your youth in Brooklyn?
Well, for example, when Obama first became president, his mouthpiece, Eric Holder, who is the attorney for the president, who speaks on behalf of the president, after we just elected a black president, looks at us and says, "You're a nation of race cowards." I'm looking at the TV and I'm thinking, we just voted for...
These are people who got where they are using this kind of tactic their entire life, and it worked for them, hasn't it? After all, Eric Holder's attorney general and Obama's president, so hasn't it worked? Hasn't race baiting worked for them?
Yes, it most definitely
has. Right, and hasn't affirmative action worked very well for them?
It's worked great for...
Are you telling me that Eric Holder is the most distinguished lawyer in America? Are you telling me the wise Latina, whatever her name is, Sotomayor, is the most brilliant jurist they could have found in America? Are you telling me that creature from the Black Lagoon, whatever her name is, the other one that Obama appointed, is the most brilliant woman lawyer in America? Are you crazy? This is a result of affirmative action and, of course, communism.
Yes, and the basic...
Well, what's the point of talking? You know, I was on an airplane. I talked to the two pilots coming out. And both of them, I think one of them was a Vietnam vet. He said to me, you know, I didn't fight communism to have a communist in the White House. And he said that out of the blue. He said, my father didn't fight communism in Korea to have the communists take over America. If you think that most of America is gulled by Charles Schumer and the Associated Press, you're mistaken. Most America knows what's going on in this country, by the way.
Sad that not too many people have woken up and smelt the coffee and the joke.
Well, I don't know about smell the coffee. They can. How about smelling the hatred and the divisiveness and the Marxism? I'll use the words that apply. I don't need approval from the Associated Press to use words that are applicable on the Savage Nation. I can tell you this. There are an awful lot of people who know what's going on in this country, and they're not going to roll over to these people. They're just not going to roll over to them. They know who they are. They know Obama's a liar and a thief, and I use the word very, very cautiously. He's a thief because the man takes one vacation after another, as does Mrs. Obama, as do the girls, while so many Americans are starving and looking for work. That's thievery. Do you know that Bush stopped playing golf during the Iraq War because it didn't look good? Do you know that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama believes all Americans should make sacrifices except themselves? Do you know that? Do you have any idea what this man is spending? Do you have any idea that he doesn't care? Do you have any idea that he is a liar and a thief? Because that's how I see it. And I'm sick of it. I can't mince words anymore. No, he's not a nice guy. He has an image machine unlike any ever seen in the United States of America. It's never been seen before that he can do anything and be presented as a person that he isn't.
Savage.